This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a topical study on the keys to effective leadership. We've considered team dynamics and personal dynamics. Now let's look at divine dynamics in effective leadership. The first thing to point out is God knows what He's about. He has a plan and makes promises to His people related to His plan. Moses points out in Numbers 14:18, God is slow to anger, abundant in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion, yet He does not leave the guilty unpunished. It's interesting to note, however, that on a number of occasions it seems as though even God had reached His limits. Numbers 14:11 says, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? I'm going to strike them down with a plague and destroy them." It was the prayer of Moses that brought a more gracious, though uncompromising, response from God. Time and again, God showed His grace and mercy. God was patient, though persistent, in fulfilling what He promised. He allowed the consequences of sin to discipline the people, but repeatedly met their every need. He provided food and water, leaders who would guide them, and He fought their enemies before they arrived, so they would be able to proceed to the promised land. God is patient but uncompromising, persistent though allowing freedom to choose. He wants us to know, enjoy, and serve Him, but He doesn't force this upon us. He is ready to stand with whoever stands faithfully for Him and makes possible what cannot be realized any other way. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.